Time now for the final part in our series with representatives of area colleges and universities and what they have planned for the fall semester. WBGO's news intern, Tyra Brooks, spoke with the president of Fairleigh Dickinson University to find out his approach.
Joining us today on this week's WBGO Journal is Fairleigh Dickinson University's 8th president, Christopher Capuano. Thank you for speaking with me today, President.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be with you.
So let's go back to when you first heard about the outbreak of the coronavirus. What was your first reaction, and did you think it'll affect the college the way it did?
So at the time, and this was early to mid-March, I was actually in Florida with three or four of our athletic teams who were down there for spring training. And the news first broke when I was there. I actually knew of the virus and suspected that it would impact us even before March, but it seemed to come very suddenly. And down there at the time, there were very, very few cases, and the epicenter was primarily New York City and also northern New Jersey. In fact, one of our campuses is in Teaneck, New Jersey, and Teaneck was an epicenter itself within New Jersey because there were a number of early cases reported there, and the spread was concerning. So I knew at that time it would impact our university, and we actually made a decision. That was actually during the week of spring break. We made a decision to suspend classes. We knew at that time, you know, fairly early on that the impact was going to be significant.
Can you describe the first couple weeks of the semester?
So we made some decisions recently that not only were we going to start the full term with remote learning, that all instruction would be online. In fact, we had planned that even back in May. And we made that decision because we had a pretty strong sense that we might not be as a state where we would need to be in the middle of August. Since then, last week, we've actually extended that period an additional week. So we're now not going to begin in-person classes until the week of September 14th. And we were going to begin bringing students back to campus on August 17th. But now we've delayed that, and we're not going to be bringing anyone back until September 4th.
Can you speak about the benefits of a hybrid model classroom?
The advantage is, even though you're participating remotely, because of the investment we've made in technology to equip all the classrooms with multiple cameras, the idea is to simulate the actual classroom environment, not simulate it, but actually reproduce it via video, so that even though the student is studying remotely, they have a sense that they're actually in the classroom, albeit virtually. So the advantage really is that you're still seeing everything that's happening in the classroom. You're able to participate, only you're not there in person.
Right. For anyone who is just now tuning in, I'm speaking with Fairleigh Dickinson University's president, Christopher Capuano, about some of the university's plans for the upcoming fall semester. President, I read in one of your letters to the FDU community that the university will not be raising tuition this semester. Can you take us through how and why that decision was made?
Happy to. We recognize the fact that many of our students and their families are struggling during this period that our nation, in fact, is struggling. And we want to do everything we can to assist our students and families. So even though we would normally have given a tuition increase to students as we do each year, and it would have been small had we done so, but we felt very strongly to help our students and families in every way that we could.
Let's talk a little bit more about resident students. So in September, if they are allowed to go back on campus, what are you recommending that they do in order to keep themselves and the campus community safe?
They have to follow the guidance very strictly, and we're going to be strict in enforcing it. And that's namely masking, distancing, hand sanitizing. But this in some ways is going to be like a very big social psychology experiment in which everyone has a role. We're not going to be able to monitor everyone on campus at all times, so we're going to rely heavily not only on our public safety officers, but on all the citizens of our community to monitor one another.
How are you personally dealing with the uncertain times that we're living in right now?
Well, I'm doing my best. The days are very long. I think the greatest challenge is all of the uncertainty. It's very difficult to plan really anything, but certainly to plan a full semester at a university when you have so much uncertainty. And much of that is beyond our control. We're hopeful that things will improve between now and the middle of August, but at the moment, it doesn't look very good. So it makes it that much more difficult.
Thank you so much for being on the WBGO Journal.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
WBGO's Tyra Brooks speaking with FDU President Dr. Christopher Capuano. You can hear about the plans for Bloomfield College and Montclair State University as well by going to wbgo.org/journal.